any organized team stuff? Were you able to stay in shape this offseason, get your work in?
Yeah, well, you know, we had some semi-organized stuff. You know, Brian Dawkins had that going on with Lauren Lando, and so we were all getting together and doing that. And then, you know, Lonnie Paxton and I got together and kicked a good bit and just kind of did our own thing. But it was, you know, it was good to take it in strides and not, you know, go crazy on your body. But I think everybody feels really good. Everybody that I've talked to, like, feels, you know, their bodies just feel great. And but we're extremely ready to be back, and it's great to be back in here. And the atmosphere just walking in, like, you know, 2 minutes in just feels good. You know, new coaching staff and everything. So we're excited.
How much were you able to work with Lonnie?
A good bit. You know, Lonnie did those workouts. And so what we would do is we'd do those, like, 3 days a week, that workout with that guy. And then after that, we'd snap, or we'd do it before. And then some days, if we didn't do that workout, we'd just call each other and meet up. So a good, you know, a real good bit.
So would you say over 20, 25 times?
Yeah, probably 20 times.
How helpful is that? I mean, does it matter to have your own snapper snapping to you in the offseason?
You know, it's, if you're getting snaps from anybody, it's good. But, you know, that familiarity is huge. And for, you know, for my position for punting, it's kind of like, you know, golf. It's just kicking the ball, and that's going to help you. But the timing of your snapper and all that is a lot better. You know, like, I would, one day I'd kick, you know, and I'd feel, okay, I got some good work in. But then the day I'd, you know, be with Lonnie, it's just, you know, 10 times better work, because I just felt the timing of it. And that's the biggest thing is, you know, I don't necessarily need a rush coming at me, because as long as I got that snap, I got the feel of that timing down. So it was really good getting to work with him, and looking forward to just throwing it in and, you know, being with the whole team. So.
He didn't convince you to get any tattoos or anything?
No, my wife would kill me. My mom, too.
Your wife, honestly, you got married?
Yeah, I got married March 26th. So it was good. So, yeah, so I'm grown up a lot more. forcibly grown up.
So how's this offseason been for you, a little different, knowing that you're practicing and the punters on the roster, kind of going to be your job going into camp? Does that change mindset at all? It's obviously a different situation.
Well, you know, it doesn't. And, you know, obviously I didn't even know if, you know, there could be another punter. I'm a young punter. I feel like next year, 2 years, no matter what happens with my career, if it gets better, or, you know, I could still have competition. And that's just one thing that in my position, in my age, I welcome. And I know that that's kind of how the NFL does it. I guess because we have two kickers on roster, you know, we thought we might not, you know, have the competition. So, I don't know, it hadn't changed anything. I've just, because kicking such a an in your own mind game, and you're competing with yourself anyway. And I just wanted to, you know, stay strong and be focused, and because I'm really competing to not necessarily be the best punter, but to help my team out. So I got to be the best I can be for, you know, so our team, you know, if they need me, then I could be there to help us win. So it hadn't really changed. Well, just like the guys that are in here today, just getting started on some physical stuff, and so we're not like standing in lines tomorrow. You know, got a workout in, getting some of the free food that they treat us to around here. So that was good to be back. New helmet stuff. Got some new kicking cleats. You know, got my number on it, so I'm kind of excited about that. Got Nike ID'd, so feel important, but. After all those months of old shoes and toes hurting, so yeah. So.
Were you able to work out with Matt at all in the offseason?
Yeah, a couple times, but you know, Matt's you know, he lives in Florida, so it's, you know, it's tough. You know, he'd come back a little, but and then like maybe when he was here, I'd be gone. So we got a little work, but you know, he was working every day down there, and it's kind of one of those things where you might not work together, but. Once you get back, you just, you know, we'll be together a lot. So it's not anything that we were too worried about, because we'll be over there, you know, on that turf field when everybody's, you know, dying on the real field. And, you know, we'll be working on all the holds and all the little technical stuff. So.
He seems okay. I know he finished last season a little bit banged up.
Yeah, he seems good. I think the off season, especially for guys like him that were a little bit injured, you know, it's going to be really good for recovery. But he's been kicking, and he says he's been hitting the ball good, and his body feels good, and so I'm excited. You know, Steve's a good kicker too, so it'll be a good competition, I think. But I think we got a good special teams unit, and going to help the team win, and just looking forward to getting going.
So many guys in here competing for jobs, and they talk about the practices changing the last 2 days. What's your focus going into camp? Like, what are your specific goals that you're going to work on next few weeks?
Really just to be as consistent as I can. You know, I want to get to where I know it doesn't always happen like the first couple practices, but once we're, you know, that, you know, looking towards that week of the preseason games, I want to be, you know, where I feel like I should be at the end of a season. You know, I don't want to be 5 weeks into the season and still trying to get more consistent, and I want to hit all the punts that I need to in every situation, like backed up, you know, plus 50 punts, all the situations in the game that'll happen. My goal is pretty much to just have the full confidence that wherever we are on the field, whatever kind of punt I need, then that I'll be able to do that and give our guys a chance to cover it and just help our team. So
with a new special teams coach, what does that entail for you?
You know, I guess it just getting to know him and getting to know, you know, he's really open to our strengths and what we're good at. And, he's not, I don't think he's, from what he said, he's not a big coach that's wanting to change a bunch of technical things. So it's pretty much just getting comfortable with certain things that he wants to work on. I don't think that my job is necessarily going to change too much. You know, we're going to work on being able to hit directional punts. We're going to work on the backed up stuff, all that kind of stuff. It's not going to change much. So pretty much just getting comfortable with his coaching style and just trying to be very coachable, and that's about it. So.
Does he like golf analogies?
Does he like what?
Golf analogies.
I don't know, but I'm going to use them all the time. I know my wife's sick and tired of golf, so I need to quit using the golf analogies. But I don't know if I should. I don't know. Plead the fifth on that one. Well, my handicap. I got my handicap down to 4. So
from what?
My low score. Well, I didn't ever have one, but it was probably a little higher. My low score is 75. So you know.
So this.
Take on the best guys in there.
Yeah, hopefully.
If this dragged on, you were
going to
join the amateur tour and try to get your card?
Well, you never know. You know, I mean, my goal would be, as a punter, you have, you know, hopefully if you do well and have a good career, you can have a longer career than most players. So I just maybe join the senior tour when I turn 50 or something.
If you could use your feet instead of the golf club, you probably could do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know,
what would your handicap be?
The foot iron. It just hurt too much. But, you know, just driving around in the cart, and if somebody's ball's right there, just give it a little kick or something.